Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Tuesday morning, January 30th, 2024. Only, what, one more day after today left in the month of January. Flying right by here in 2024. Do want to remind everybody again, the big Groundhog Day celebration coming up this Friday, 8:15 to 11 a.m. on this station. Now, don't forget, we'll only be outside for the first hour, 8:15 until 9 a.m. The Groundhog will arrive in special fashion at 8:45, and we will find out who is under the Groundhog suit at 8:45. As the Groundhog picks a piece of pizza, and we find out what the weather prediction will be, Mary Ellen Withrow will be there. The entire WGH gang, Matt, Carrington, Terry, Sean, Linda, Pastor Craig, and Adam will be doing things back in the studio to make sure all these episodes get up quick that morning. So it's going to be a banner morning for WGH Talk. And again, I'm so excited for people to find out who the Groundhog is, because I've given the hints that it is, I don't think anybody will guess it. That's one of them. It's somebody who you will know, a personality outside of Marion and possibly beyond, but there is a not-so-obvious tie to Marion. So I guess those are the points that we want to make this morning, and we should have some food there to give away that morning if you do show up. Although I don't see it being a big outside event, but if you want to show up, feel free. We'll have live music. Chad Clark will be there. We have a couple tickets to give away to his April the 6th show at the Palace, which is going to be pretty good. So if you like country music, there you go. And again, our phone lines are open if you want to guess as to who the Groundhog is. Feel free to do so, 740-751-4038. We've already had guesses this morning of Willie Nelson and Bob Nunley. We've had guesses in the past of Matt and Carrington and Sean. And, boy, who else has been guessed? We've had a lot of people. I just don't have the full list in front of me. I think somebody did guess George Kasotis at one point. Somebody guessed Weasel Boy. A lot of people. It could be, but we will find out this Friday morning who it is. It's coming up right around the corner. Well, if you have anything more to say about Groundhog Day and the whole PETA thing, or if you have anything more to say about the Jason Schaber interview on Thursday, I guess it was now, last Thursday, or anything else on your mind, feel free to give us a buzz. The phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, I think PETA for coming on Friday. I think it's nice when people explain why they're angry about things. And I thank the two guests we had yesterday, the author talking about the book in regard to the Democratic Party, and also Dr. Art Ulean talking about advancements in medical technology. Wasn't it interesting yesterday when we got into the whole conversation about castor oil and cold showers and making your own cough medicine and all that, that he felt it was all a placebo effect? But he believes that the placebo effect is real. 20% placebo effect. That if you believe it's helping you, it will 20%. And I think that's interesting. I think that's true with everything. I think if you believe it's working, it probably will to a certain degree, maybe a quarter, but probably no more than that. You know what I'm interested in is what makes people turn to these holistic kind of things. Just tired of taking pharmaceuticals, don't want to take pharmaceuticals. I'm not really sure. But I think it's fascinating how that happens. But you know what? That's another show for another day. And I do want to say hello to our friend Mary, who's listening this morning in Naples, Florida. So glad to be on in Naples, Florida this morning. Tri-statal, on in Idaho, Florida, here in Marion. People listening in Utah, California, Boston. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I got a quick guess on the groundhog.
Oh, yes, go right ahead.
Ted Williams.
Ted, you know, that's a guess we haven't had, and that certainly checks all the boxes.
All right, I got to get back to work, Scott.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Hey, there was our friend Ryan, who we have not heard for a while. I'm glad he's still out there listening. Ryan, Ted Williams. That's not a bad guess. All right, again, phone lines are open. Who do you think the groundhog is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I think sometimes when we don't hear from people for a while, we wonder what happened to them. Well, I'm so glad we heard from Ryan there. It's been a few months. Ryan, so glad you're still out there. And I know that people, Adam. We had Adam this morning. People were wondering what happened to Adam. I can guarantee Adam's still out there, and we're glad about that. And a few weeks ago, somebody asked about Ted Jolliffe. He might just be taking a break. I don't know. Or maybe just staying away from the phone. You know, some people like to listen to the show, but I appreciate when people call in as well. We always like to hear from people. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Is Bozo still alive?
Yeah, Bozo the Clown's still alive.
Is he going to be the dog?
Well, you know, it could be, and like I say, I think it's interesting because... it is definitely somebody known beyond Marion.
But I don't think he would make the trip. I'm not sure.
Well, you
For
know...
you, he might.
Well,
For you, he might.
I'll tell you, it's a funny thing because... now, how do you feel about the whole groundhog mess that we got into last week with PETA? Did you hear the interview with PETA?
No, I didn't. I heard all that mess last year.
Yeah.
I did not know. Is something different now?
Well, basically, it was more about Pugs and Tony Phil this year in that they had offered to send them a coin instead of using the groundhog. What shocks me about the whole thing is not so much the PETA intervention. I understand why they're doing it. They have a belief. But what's shocking to me is how invested and how angry they get about the idea of doing anything else but a live groundhog. That, to me, is a little shocking.
Yeah. Well, this whole world is getting more shocking every day to me. The past, I'd say, 6, 7, 8 years, it's just gone downhill as far as rudeness and insensitiveness. I mean... Everybody thinks it's all right now.
Well, you know what's odd to me? We have spent probably the last 2 months covering very serious issues in city government. And it seems to me like people get more upset about a groundhog.
I know. The city stuff worries me too. So,
well,
as I told you before, the election, I was worried about it. Happen.
Well, you know,
I
tend to feel like Jason Schauber. I think all the essentials will continue. I just think they need to hammer some stuff out down there.
I sure hope so. I'm praying that they can get the training they need and start being, like you said, you're a councilman. You're not a member of a a group thinking, doing what the group says. It's supposed to be your individual. You're supposed to be representing the people in your ward. You're supposed to be doing what they want you to do and what you believe in. If you tell them what you believe in, that's why they elected you to begin with. So you should be sticking to that, your own beliefs, not going by... the R&D. So That's all I'm going to say.
Well, no, and you know what? And this is why I do sincerely hope at some point Bill Collins will change his mind and decide to come on, because I think it would do him a world of good. I think it would clear up a lot of stuff. And then I think we could go on with the business of the city.
Yeah, so everybody can get behind him, because we're supposed to support our, you know, just like the president. Even if you don't like him, you have to support him. And Bill was a very good chief, and I don't know about his deputy stuff, but I thought he was all right when he was chief of police. And I don't know, was he a highway patrolman too before that or something?
You know, I don't know.
But he's got a, you know, he's got all that experience and everything. So we gotta, as long as he doesn't do any underhanded things anymore. That's what worried me in the beginning. But if everybody can, you know, if he can start being one of the guys and being like Schultz and putting the city first and trying to, you know, just not do anything shady.
Well,
then we can all get behind him.
Well, and maybe there is an explanation for a lot of this, the claims that have been made. Maybe there is an explanation, but only he would have that explanation. And I think, much like the groundhog situation, oddly enough, I don't think that the people who are using the live groundhog are necessarily wrong, but I think they're not speaking. They're not saying, hey, we're not harming this groundhog. The groundhog has a good life. It's living in captivity, blah, 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 blah. They just say nothing, and then people go, well, what's that all about? And I think that's what's happened in this particular situation, is that silence has led to speculation. And I just cannot believe that Mayor Collins really thinks that anybody is out to get him, or that...
I hope not.
I just can't believe that. Now, is it news? Well, of course it's news, because people have said it. But, you know, I cannot believe that that's really where we are. But, you know what? We'll see what happens.
Well, it was all misrepresented to us in the beginning, because here I thought he was going behind everybody's backs, and here now we find out there was more people at that meeting than was told to us in the beginning. So it wasn't like it was misrepresented to me anyway. I got the idea it was just doing a backdoor thing, but it wasn't. So
I changed
my mind a little bit.
When maybe there is a good answer, just to say, Bill, why did you do this? Why did you offer this job? I think that's a valid question. And I think it's also a valid question as to why didn't you just let the removal process continue? That would certainly have made life a whole lot easier.
Yeah. I just hope they can get everything straightened out and get the books balanced and get the city back on the right track, and so they'll be able to be getting the grants they need to fund everything that needs to be funded. So.
We certainly hope so. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 25 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Well, there's another guest for the Groundhog, Bozo the Clown. I was in good with Bozo. I think I still am in good with Bozo the Clown. Ted Williams. Ryan put a good guess in. Ted Williams, that's not a bad guess. Bob Nunley, not a bad guess. Willie Nelson, who knows? I mean, you never know. Those are the guesses we've had this morning. Who is going to be under that head on Friday morning at 8:45? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038, but I'm sticking to my three clues here. I don't think anybody will guess it. It's somebody known beyond Marion and probably known beyond Ohio. And there is a tie to Marion. Now, it's a not so obvious tie, but there is a tie to Marion. Once you know who the person is, you will understand what that tie is. So, that is the whole Groundhog story. And again, that's Friday morning at 8:15. And we'll be on until 9 outside. And then we'll move the show inside for the preceding or remaining 2 hours, 9:15 until 11 a.m. And then Pastor Craig will be on 11 to 12, and Matt, Pastor Craig, and I will be on 12 to 1, and then Pastor Craig will be on 1 to 2, and it'll be a whole Groundhog Day. And then Carrington, Matt, Sean, and I will be on that night, 8:15 until 10 o'clock. It takes a village on Friday morning, let me tell you. 740-751-4038. And remember again, you can come out to this event. We'll be in the back parking lot at the station, only outside, though, from 8 until 9. It'd be fun if you came out. It'd be nice to see you. But it's not one of those, you know, I really don't know. I can't imagine we would draw a big crowd. I don't know if it's that type of event or not. But if we do, okay. If not, that's fine, too. But if you're going down to Buckeye Chuck, that's okay. Stop by. We're just on the other side of the road there, up the road a little ways. So that's Friday morning, 8:15. All right. 27 minutes past the hour. Again, if you have any thoughts on, anything going on with the city, or you want to guess who the groundhog is, or you want to talk about anything else, please feel free to do so. 740-751-4038. 28 minutes past the hour here. And as I said, when I opened up the program this morning, I have a little rant. Now, as many, I normally don't rant on the show. Because I don't think that that's, you know, you don't want to, this isn't one of those political shows in the afternoon where everybody's angry about everything. And I would not even say that I'm angry about this. I'm just astonished, in a way, how things have happened. So here's my little rant this morning. I don't know, is it a big rant? Or I guess we'll find out if it's a big rant or a little rant by the time it's over. We'll get to it here in just 1 second. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning from Idaho, Scott.
Boy, I tell you, we got people listening in Naples, Florida this morning, and Lewiston, Idaho.
Really? Florida?
Yes, Naples, Florida. Our friend Mary's down in Naples.
Oh, okay.
So you in Idaho, on an Ohio station, is being heard in Florida right now.
That's cool. That's really cool.
That's a good relay. Do you have a guess as to who the groundhog is?
I'm still going to say that it's Carrington.
Carrington. Well, it could be. I mean, she'll be there Friday morning.
I still can't wait to see this.
Well, it's going to be exciting because, as I said, the one thing I can tell you for sure is that when that head comes off, the juxtaposition of this person in a groundhog suit will be very interesting.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait to see. I'm going to be at work, so it's going to be hard for me to tune into it, but I definitely can't wait to watch.
It's going to be something. So what's on your mind this morning?
Nothing much at the moment. I actually woke up about 10 minutes ago, and today's my last day off work, so I'm just catching up on some personal projects while I still have the time.
Well, I'm glad you, within 10 minutes of waking up, turned us on.
Oh, yeah, actually, first thing I did, I walked over to the computer and then loaded up the WGH website, and I seen you were live, so I figured I'd call in and just see what's up.
See, people don't realize the reach that we have. Now, I'm about to do a little rant on something, so keep on listening, and if the rant hits you in any certain way, feel free to call back in before we're off the air this morning at 10.
Okay.
And it's 6:30 out there in Idaho right now, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, how's the weather, by the way? Has it warmed up any?
Actually, yes, it's warmed up quite a bit, and it's weird. So we went from negative, almost sub-zero temperatures to 60 degrees in a matter of a couple days. Yesterday it was 62 outside. Right now outside it's 41, but it's supposed to be 60 again today. And the part that I find surprising, so you've seen the pictures of how much snow and ice we've had. Surprisingly, we haven't had any flash flooding yet from how quickly everything's melted.
Well, that's good to hear. We'll hope for no flash flooding.
Yeah, we had that happen last year, and it wasn't pretty.
Well, you know what? Thanks for calling. And again, if you hear anything that strikes your fancy with this little rant I'm about to go on, give us a buzz back.
All right, will do.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, see, think about this. If you call in to the... Now, you tell me any other station doing this morning. If you call in right now in Marion, Ohio, you can be heard in Naples, Florida, and Lewiston, Idaho. Think about that. I mean, isn't technology fascinating? Doesn't that alone fascinate you to some degree? And of course you're being heard in Marion, Ohio through several different sources. I know in Columbus, we're big in Columbus, Boston, but we can definitely say that we are being heard right now in Lewiston, Idaho, and Naples, Florida. So calling in right now, that's where your voice goes. Goes to three different states that we know of by just calling in this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Again, if you'd like to guess the identity of the groundhog, we've had some good guesses this morning. Bob Nunley, Willie Nelson, Ted Williams, Bozo the Clown, and Carrington. And, of course, we've had a lot of guesses in the past. It'll all come to a head on Friday morning at 8:45 a.m. But, of course, the broadcast will start at 8:15, and we'll have food. I honestly don't know what kind of food it's going to be. It'll be interesting. A little treat for you on Friday morning. Okay. And, again, the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And live music with Chad Clark on Friday morning, and Mary Ellen Withrow, and tickets to give away for the April 6th show, and I think we're going to have a plaque to give away. All kinds of stuff going on Friday morning. All right. And again, phones are always open here to all of our friends. 740-751-4038. Okay, here's the rant. Get ready. Because, you know, here's the deal. I am not a huge follower, nor have I ever been, of football. But I've gotten a little more acquainted this year to it because of Matt, who does like football. Now, I've never been a huge follower of Taylor Swift. But I certainly have gotten more acquainted to it this year because of Carrington. Now, the Super Bowl is set as of Sunday. It's going to be the Chiefs and the 49ers. Now, I was told 2 weeks ago the Bills were going to beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs won. I was told last week that there's no way the Chiefs are going to beat the Ravens. They're not going to beat Baltimore. This Taylor Swift Super Bowl is not going to happen. Well, lo and behold, it did. So now the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. So here's the thing. Is this not just a little weird? What are the odds? And I'm not saying the Chiefs are not a good team. I'm not saying any team can't beat another team on any given day. But listen, I could have told you 4 months ago that the Chiefs were going to be in the Super Bowl. Because this Taylor Swift phenomenon has been off the charts. It's completely, I've never seen anything like it. And just a few points on this whole thing. when Taylor Swift started to go to these games, the ratings on these games have gone up significantly. As a matter of fact, the games that she attends are only, the only game more watched than that in the NFL is the Super Bowl. Number two, the jersey sales for Travis Kelce have went up 400%, not 4%, 400% since they started dating. Now, yesterday, or Sunday, when the Chiefs actually won the game, the number one story in the USA Today was not that the Chiefs had won the game. The number one story was that Taylor Swift kisses Travis Kelce on the field after the game. Now, here's my point. Could the NFL have gotten any better of a deal here? You've got the Time Magazine Person of the Year, clearly the hottest-selling artist in the world, who's going to be at this game. This is a mega couple. How did this happen? Is this just all luck? And I am not a conspiracy theorist, although clearly there are a few of them out there as you read the articles. But here's my point. I'm not going to say they didn't get there on their own accord. I think it's a little fishy. It's just a little strange. How does that happen? But here's what I want to say. This whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing, when I talk to people about this, or when I did make a post on this on social media on Sunday night, people get very defensive about this. People want to defend this relationship, or people want to defend Travis Kelce as if he does not need Taylor Swift. Now, does he need Taylor Swift to be a good football player? No. But you cannot say that she has not made his, she's made him a pop culture figure. There's no doubt about it. Now, he's done nothing for her career. Nothing. Her career was already through the roof. He's done nothing for her. But where she goes, the cameras go. I mean, they flash on her in her seats. The ratings go up. The jersey sales go up. They get a picture of them kissing on the field when it's over. I'm sure a lot of other people got kissed that day. Why do they want a picture of that? To say that Taylor Swift has not brought anything to this guy is completely nuts. And you know what? And here's what it all boils down to. Because I keep hearing this. Oh, they're in love. They make each other happy. Leave them alone. Okay, listen. First of all, when you are that big a star, you're public domain. And if you want to keep your relationship private, stay home and watch the game at home. Now, I will also say, now people will say that that's rude. Now listen, Taylor Swift has a lot of dough. She does not have to be visible at these games, and she could still be at the games. She does not have to run onto the field. I do not understand any of this. I think this hysteria is crazy. I think people who believe that this is some kind of great love story are a little nutty. And I'm sorry, I know that sounds awful. I don't think this is a love story at all. I think this is a, I can't say Hollywood because it's not happening in Hollywood, but it's just a celebrity relationship. That's all it is. And trust me, it will end. And this idea that they should not be picked on, I guess is the idea, I think that's silly. When you put yourself out there, listen, you have to take the consequences. When you are in the public eye, you're making a lot of money because you're in the public eye, and you have to pay the consequences. And that's what they're paying. You want to be a celebrity couple, You want to go out to the big parties. You want to do that. You can't complain. Now, okay. Now, let's go another route here. Now, apparently, and this is true, apparently, some conservatives are very angry now about this. Has anybody read this? That apparently, they feel that this is a big conspiracy, some of them, and I don't want to say all, but some of them feel it's a big conspiracy that Travis Kelce is a Democrat because he wanted vaccinations, that Taylor Swift is a Democrat because she has endorsed Democratic candidates, and that they are going to endorse Joe Biden, and that's what's going to put him over the top. Has anybody heard this? Now, this is where this has gone. Now, I don't think it's that well planned. I just don't. Maybe that's what they'll do. And then you hear all the rumors. Is he going to propose at the Super Bowl? Is she going to break up with him? Is there going to be a breakup song? Really? I mean, is this where we've come in society? It is amazing to me that people truly get angry about this stuff. What planet are we living on? And by the way, the NFL loves this. Because now it's just talk for 2 weeks. I mean, you know what I was reading this morning? She's got a concert in Tokyo, I guess, around the date of the Super Bowl. And now we know for sure that she's going to be at the Super Bowl. Like, we needed to know that. If you want to keep your relationship a secret, or you don't want all the publicity, stop sending out pictures and messages about where you're going to be. I don't think we know where all the other girlfriends and wives are going to be. And if you're Taylor Swift, you cannot be surprised that people are going to follow you. So, my point is, this whole idea that this is just like Joe and Jane down the street falling in love, that is the silliest idea that I have ever heard. This is about money. This is about TV ratings. This is about jersey sales. You know, I can understand why people won't like, you know, I hate to even bring this up, but this is why people are married like 19 and 20 times. Because they believe that this is some kind of genuine thing. I can't see it. I'm sorry, it's not like I follow it every day, but I cannot see it. And the fact that this team is in the Super Bowl, I'm sorry, it does look fishy. And if you want to defend them and think that this is just the greatest love story and that this Kelce boy would be getting all the attention that he's getting right now if Taylor Swift wasn't there, you're nuts. She has made him something bigger, probably 10 times bigger, than he would have been. So there you go. Love story, come on. I mean, really, people have to check their judgment. And I'm starting to wonder if this is why people are constantly in and out of relationships. This is why people get married over and over and over. I think their judgment's a little skewed on things. And I think this is just a big representation of it. Now, how this team got in the Super Bowl, I have no idea. Now, if you'd like to comment, please feel free. I'd like to leave some time for that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you make about our Super Bowl coming up, and now that it has become the Taylor Swift show? Which is fine by me, you know, that's fine. Let it become the Taylor Swift show. But that the fact that this is some little relationship that people are picking on them, you know what's going to happen? When they break up, which inevitably will happen, We'll all take the blame. Oh, it was the society, the pressure, the public went after them. That's what happened. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
So, with the whole Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce thing, so I'll be honest, I don't really care a whole lot about celebrity news. I haven't really paid too close attention to it, but due to their, I guess, status level and publicity, I guess it's kind of been in my face, like, against my will, you know? I don't really have a choice but to see what's going on with
them. There you go.
And I agree with you fully. It's about the money and the publicity.
But do you understand, is it shocking to you that people believe that this is some kind of Romeo and Juliet love story and that that's what's really going on here?
Yeah, I do find that shocking, because anybody that's not got their blinders on, because, oh my God, it's Taylor Swift. I mean, that's not what's going on here.
No, and do you think that he has added anything to her at all?
Oh, no. She was already way ahead and had more popularity than she ever needed before the two of them were ever a thing.
But has she elevated him?
I think the only reason that he is as elevated as he is because of his association with her.
I think you're right. Now, people will cite little things that he's done in the past, but he is not as well known as he is without her at this point.
Exactly.
So that people are wondering, and the fact that the Chiefs are even in the Super Bowl is very strange. What are the odds that the year that this relationship is going on, that she's Time Magazine Person of the Year, that her concerts have broken all records, what are the odds that that team would end up in the Super Bowl?
I don't follow sports too much, so I wouldn't know a whole lot about that, but I feel like her influence and popularity and association with him definitely has a big part in it, if not all, to do with it.
Are you interested that some conservatives feel that this is all a ploy for Joe Biden to win the election?
I do find that interesting, because I mean, I'm a conservative myself, but I had never heard that theory yet until I heard it on your show.
Well, you heard it here first, but no, it's out there. Look it up. It's been around for the last couple days.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to do some research on that, because I have not heard that yet. But yeah, I think the reason that Travis Kelce is as popular as he is because of his association with Taylor Swift. That's all that's going on here. Like you said, it's about money. It's about jersey sales.
I think people are a little clouded on this whole love idea. I don't understand. God bless their heart. I think they believe it, but I think they're going to be heartbroken when these two hit the skids.
Yeah, I've questioned it since day one, and I already know that eventually that breakup song is going to be coming.
Yeah, and bestseller, because this is the most high-profile relationship she's been in.
Right.
I agree. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, you know, conspiracy theories all around, apparently. I just, to me, this would not even be a thing, but it's just too odd. It's just strange. All right, let's take the call here and see what we've got going. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. I think Travis Kelce was well known if a person was into sports anyway at all. You know, I don't follow the NFL real big, and, you know, but I like college ball better. But of course, he's more well-known, you know, with her because she's in another field of music, which normally the music industry is bigger than the Super Bowl.
You know, but
but
it's
he was well known with anybody that even, you know, just watch football a little bit, you know, listen to these guys talk about it, you know. You know, he was big in his right. He is a good person. You know, he's good at football. He's almost like that Gronkowski. You know, how popular he's. Have you ever heard of Rob Gronkowski?
Yeah, but and that's where I would put him, that I've heard the name. I couldn't tell you much about the person, but I've heard the name. And that's where I would have put him. I've probably heard the name. I wouldn't know much. But she...
Gronkowski, you would definitely know a little bit more about him.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. And I don't know why people have such a problem admitting that. They act like they're on equal footing, and they're just not. Now,
she's by far, you know, several steps ahead of him, but Gronkowski and Kelce is almost as popular as you could be a football star.
Well, I guess my point is he could be called Taylor Swift's boyfriend and nobody'd bat an eye at it. Nobody would ever call Taylor Swift Travis Kelce's girlfriend.
Probably not.
And I think that's where the whole idea, and the fact that people think they're going to get proposed, or there's a proposal on the way, that, you know.
She's getting older now. She might want to have kids. So there could be, she could be tying a knot one of these days.
Well, if she does, good for her, because she hasn't tied the knot before. But I just think that people who see this as some great romantic story, I think there's something wrong with those people.
If they get together, they probably won't stay together anyhow. That's the way, you know, these high-profile people are, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's good right now because it's new. I mean, how long have they been dating? 6 months? Not even that. I mean, this is not like this is a long-term thing. And I knew for sure yesterday there were problems with this when the number one story in the USA Today was not the fact that the Chiefs had won, it was the fact that she had kissed him on the field. Now, again, there's the story. Anybody else kisses him on the field, it's not a story.
No, the camera don't follow them. I mean,
no.
You got to be somewhat famous, you know, for the camera to follow you.
So what do you think of the conservatives saying that this is a Joe Biden ploy to get these two to endorse him?
Oh, I hope she does come out and endorse him. I really wish that Donald Trump would kind of say some demeaning things about Taylor Swift. And you'd see how far down Donald Trump would go pretty fast.
So you think she is the... You cannot say bad things about Taylor Swift that even Donald Trump would get caught in that.
See, Taylor Swift is kind of... You know, in this country, we don't have, monarchy in the family. You know, king, queen, stuff like that. You know, celebrities kind of fulfill that segment for people.
Well, to me, this is like Watergate. Follow the money.
Well, I don't know if they got together saying, you know, hey, we'll get together. My career will be better. You're going to make money. Your career will be better. We'll all make money. And the NFL didn't, you know, say, well, we have decided that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl this year. So all you other owners come and talk to us. Let's get together and let's make these games interesting. But you know Kansas City's got to win. No. The Kansas City Chiefs has won the Super Bowl before.
Right, but I mean, you know, nobody...
Kansas City Chiefs are good. Patrick Mahomes and Kelce, I mean... You didn't think in the back of your head that it's possible that the Chiefs would be there?
Well, I will tell you, most people didn't. When people were doing picks and people were doing spreads on this, they didn't expect them to beat the Cowboys. They didn't expect them to beat the Bills. They certainly didn't expect them to beat Baltimore. And it's just the timing of it. What? Only two teams in the Super Bowl, and it happens during this dramatic year of the Taylor Swift-Kelsey relationship, which has everybody looking at these games. How bizarre is that?
Well, I mean, sure, it helps, the football industry and stuff, you know, with selling extra jerseys and maybe selling extra tickets. I'll go that game, I'll see, Taylor Swift or something. You know, sure, it's helped, but if I had to guess two teams that would have possibly been in the Super Bowl, it would have been Baltimore and Kansas City.
Well, see, I would have said, I think 49ers, who are there, I think that they had a very good shot. I think the way the Packers came on late in the season, I think they had a shot. And I certainly think Baltimore did. And Baltimore is who they beat last Sunday.
I got brain fart. I can't remember the quarterback for Baltimore.
Well, all I'm...
I can't. But he's just like Mahomes. I mean, they make plays that other people couldn't even dream of.
No, but I'm telling you, there's something fishy about this whole thing. And I'm not saying the NFL's rigging anything. All I'm saying is that it's interesting to me that more people will watch this Super Bowl than certainly would have had Taylor Swift not been there. And more people, there'll be more attention paid to this because now there's this underlying drama to the whole thing. And I just think for people who think that this is just like Jimmy and Elizabeth down the street, it's not that.
It's not that. It's not ever going to be that with high-profile people. I mean, you take a couple stars that are well-known as those two, it's never going to be that. Even, the camera follows them, the news follows them,
Well, and...
If you're Dick and Jane, you live down the street, and you go to Whirlpool and do your jobs, both of them, and you come home, you ain't well known enough to have the camera follow you.
No, and this is apoplectic of what happens in people's real lives. Everybody thinks they've fallen in love. Everybody thinks everything is love. Everybody, I mean, and I am not jaded on this. I believe there's probably some of that going on. But, I mean, come on. Does everything have to... Do we have to cheer for everything? Do we have to... I mean, you know what? Maybe he's the one. Maybe she's never met anybody like him before. I'll tell you, I've never seen anything like this before. And I think they're good. I'd place some money on Kansas City. So there you go.
Yeah, I hope, maybe they make it. But, the chances of them making it being so high profile... it's
slim and none. Slim and none. Hey, we're running out of time. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Thanks for calling.
Okay, see you.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. Tune in. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then
I just made up that answer.
And then onward and upward. I like
you're always a little